Under a current Florida law, a total of just three people have received a combined total of $3.2 million as compensation for wrongful imprisonment. And Innocence Project Executive Director Seth Miller says that number may stay that way for a while.
If we look at the folks who have already been exonerated, of the folks who haven't been compensated, all of them have some disqualifying factor that would exclude them from compensation under the current statute, and most of them have a prior felony conviction or a conviction that they picked up while they were in prison, which, pursuant to the statute, would make them ineligible for compensation.
Legislation has been filed in the Florida Senate every year since the law passed to overturn or change the exclusion. But Miller says efforts always stall because advocates have trouble finding a House sponsor. Miller says the only other option for former prisoners is to file a claims bill, which is not always a guarantee. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.